I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The first Saturday in November is National Bison Day, officially declared by the U.S. Senate. Dave Carter, executive director of the National Bison Association, based in Westminster, Colorado, was part of the successful effort to name bison the national mammal. Carter says it was during that effort that the National Bison Council, along with the Wildlife Conservation Society and the Intertribal Buffalo Council, decided to designate a day each year to honor the bison's historical, economic, and cultural impact.
And so we selected the first Saturday in November. November is National Native American Month, and so they thought it would be appropriate from the tribal perspective to have Bison Day as a part of that month. But from our perspective, early November is just when people are starting to think about holiday meals or holiday entertaining, at least in a normal year.
Between COVID and drought, it's been a tough year for bison in Colorado and nationally. The association is waiting on a request that the USDA purchase $17 million of bison surplus under Section 32 of the Agricultural Adjustment Act. That would allow the USDA to make purchases of farm products to be used for distribution through the Federal Food and Nutrition Program. 12 U.S. senators, led by Colorado's Michael Bennett and North Dakota's John Hoeven, sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue backing that request. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.